this report is obviously very long. It's over 100 pages, including the appendices. So there's clearly a lot of information in it. But can you tell us, broadly speaking, what it says?
Yeah, well, first of all, you're right. It is quite long, and everybody I've spoken to was still reviewing it. And so all sort of the conclusions are sort of preliminary at this point. But I think in general terms, the takeaway is that more study is needed to determine if some of the pits in the Pavilion Field could be the source of contamination for the areas that polluted groundwater.
So the report calls for more study, but what did they find out in this study?
So there's 92 disposal pits in the Pavilion Field, and they looked at the pits that were within a quarter mile of 14 water wells that had identified issues. Natural gas production has been taking place in the Pavilion Field for quite a long time. And there are sort of two types of pits, the older pits and the newer pits. And the older pits, they were sort of storing the drilling liquids that were used to drill the natural gas wells. And the report points out that a lot of those wells were drilled at a time when the environmental regulations weren't as stringent. Those pits aren't lined, for instance. And then the newer pits that are required to be lined, they were used to store drill cuttings. That's the rock that actually gets taken out of the well. And so they were looking at both of these, and they basically broke them out into three categories. They said there are those that have been studied and where some remediation work has been done. There are some that haven't been studied and we need to study. And then they had a third category. There are nine pits that were used to store potassium chloride that was used in the drilling of a well. And they said that they should take a sample from one of those pits to see if that potassium chloride could be a potential source of contamination.
So basically what I'm hearing you say is they identified potential problems, but they didn't actually go out into the field and do the studies that they're calling for.
They sort of narrowed their focus, if you will. They identified a couple places, 20 places really, to be exact, that could be potential problem points, and said, we need to go look at these places further to see if A, they could be a source of contamination, and B, we need to clean them up some more.
And did they make any concrete recommendations or plans for when they're going to do that study and how they're going to do it?
So the way it was explained to me is that all of this would happen after the final report is completed. This is just a draft, and the public will have the opportunity to comment until January 16th. They'll take the comments, they'll look at them, they'll make any revisions to the report that need to be made. The Oil and Gas Commission didn't give me a timeline for when all that would be completed, but they said once all that is done, then they're going to go out, do the study with the INCANA and implement these recommendations.
I imagine that many people were hoping for there to be a more conclusive report out now. What's been the reaction to this report among the people that you've spoken with?
Well, I haven't spoken to anybody in town yet about this particular report, but I do think it's fair to say that people, their patience, regardless of how they feel or about what may have happened in Pavilion, I think everybody's pretty much, their patience is worn thin. This has been going on a long time. EPA spent a long time on their study before handing it over to the state last year. And I think people would really like some conclusive answers, and at this point, there aren't any.
Obviously, this is just the second of three reports. Do we know when the next report is due out, and is there any hope that that might be more conclusive?
I don't know when the DEQ report is supposed to come out. They've sort of parceled this up between two state agencies, the Department of Environmental Quality and the Wyoming Oil and Gas Conservation Commission. A lot is riding on the DEQ report. That's the report that's actually looking at groundwater quality. And they all, it's sort of, if you imagined it like a puzzle, all these different pieces have to be put together to understand the problem. And in this report, for instance, on the disposal pits, they note that some of the information that DEQ gathers is going to be really important in determining if a potential pathway for contamination exists. So I think it's fair to say that a lot of people will really be looking towards that third and final report for some answers, but it remains to be seen if there will be any or not.
We'll certainly be keeping an eye out. Thank you so much for your time, Ben.
Thanks, Stephanie.